Now, as we've been discussing on the show the past week or so, the back-to-school season is fast approaching with only a few days to go now. Simon Lewis is the principal at Carlow Educate Together. He joins me on the line with his school going back this Thursday. Simon, good morning. Thanks so much for taking our call on the show.
Good morning, Hannah. Thanks for having me on.
As we were saying, and as I was saying there, I mean, your school is back on Thursday. A lot of other schools are probably heading back tomorrow or the day after. I mean, how is this time of year for parents and teachers? Is it generally a scramble last minute to make sure everything's okay? Or how does it go now?
Yeah, I think things are probably a lot calmer than they were maybe when you and I were going to school. Schools these days sort out a lot of the rush. I mean, I remember when I was growing up, my parents were trying to get school books ready and all the rest of that sort of stuff. Whereas now, you know, as long as you have, I guess, most schools, they have a uniform or they have that ready. They might have the pencil case and the school bag. You're generally fine and ready to go. I think people are, we had such a beautiful summer with the sun this year. That I think maybe we're ready a little bit for a bit of routine as the weather's getting a bit cooler.
That's definitely what the staff are saying here. Those with parents heading back to school, they're just looking forward to having that routine and knowing what they're doing. In terms of, you know, kind of doing the switch over from summer in back into the school months, it can be a bit of an adjustment period for students, for parents. I can imagine the teachers and SNAs and staff as well. For parents though, like, particularly, how is the best way to kind of manage that for their children, especially maybe if their child is going into junior infants, their first year of school?
I think for parents of junior infants, it can be it's a big deal. I meet our junior infant parents a few months before they start, and I always say to them not to be afraid of the fact that it is a big emotional time, mainly not just for the children but for you as parents, you know, because you're letting it's a time your child is growing up, they're going to big school, and it's a big deal. So make the most of it and embrace the emotions that come with it. Most schools have a lovely first day planned for the children, whatever school they go to. It's usually they go in, there's a lot of toys around and they get to play. And I think most schools, it's a shorter day as well, so there isn't that long to go. Some parents are even invited for a cup of coffee and a few tissues to cry with. And it's a much more pleasant time than it was before. I think, you know, these days with school, there's many different parents with many different children. Mm. Children, I suppose there can be children who might have additional needs going into a mainstream class who, and many parents would, you know, have prepared them to go to a special class or a special school, and they may have worries around that. Hopefully they've had a chat to their class teacher, to their school, and the supports will be going in there. If they haven't, again, not to panic, but make sure to make an appointment to have those talks. Some parents might be worrying because, again, we're a very diverse country now, and there'll be families who might not have the same religion as the school. So again, make sure to have a conversation with the teacher about opting out and what the arrangements are there. So, I mean, once you're talking to the teacher and talking to the school, most problems simply go away. Don't assume that anything, you know. I think when a child goes home and tells you what they've done in school, I always say, only believe half of what they tell you. I think most of them, they'll come home and say they did nothing. But there's lots going on all day and it's always fun.
Absolutely. And it kind of seems like one of the main messages is for parents to kind of have those conversations with teachers and knowing that they are there, that the likes of the SNAs and the principals are there as well. In an article on the Irish Examiner, you were quoted with saying that schools are communities rather than just a service. So it's kind of the two-way communication that should be having had as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, don't be worried if you don't want to have the big conversations either. I mean, school isn't that much different than it used to be. You can send your child in and know they'll be looked after really well by their teacher. But if there's something that you're wondering about or you want to get involved with your school, you know, that's schools are now much more than just the place you drop your children to. There's plenty going on. Lots of schools, you know, run coffee mornings for parents. Lots of schools have workshops for parents and lessons lessons and things like that. We like what we're trying to do in our schools now is not just build a sort of, as I said in the article, a service where you drop your kids. We want to build a community where, you know, you're going to be, you know, when you drop your child in, they're going to be in a little community for at least 8 years. And it's a good way, it's a good idea to meet other parents, not just at birthday parties, but around during the year, get to know everybody, the children getting to know everybody. You actually become part of the school, and rather than just being a user of the school, you're actually part of it. And schools always love to see parents involved and helping out and doing whatever they can to keep it going.
Of course. And now, like, the past few months, and it has been quite negative in the headlines in terms of just how much schools are struggling to not having enough school places, to not having the or having inadequate services for children with the likes of additional needs. I mean, how does that feel as a principal heading into the school year, and for the teachers as well? I can imagine that, you know, you try your best, you give everything you can, but it seems like there is just still stuff that is out of everyone's control and more in the department's hands.
Yeah, I mean, I won't lie to you and say that it's an easy ride at all. And every year, it's getting more and more difficult for families who have to struggle. Number one, to get a place in a school. Many children are now going into mainstream settings where the parents know they're ultimately setting their child up for a really tough time, and sometimes for a situation that may break down. And schools aren't receiving the supports they need. They haven't been for a very long time, and every year they're promised things will get better. We hear about pilots starting, and they seem to end but don't seem to stop being pilots. And unfortunately, you know, schools often are the only kind of service open to children. There's waiting lists for occupational therapy, speech and language therapy, and all the rest of the therapies. The lists of waiting lists seem to be longer and longer. Getting a psychologist, even a private one, can be up to a year of a wait. And, you know, in the meantime, you know, what schools try to do and what parents obviously try to do is make sure that their children you know, are looked after as best as possible in sometimes very, very trying situations for the children. I mean, it must be very scary for somebody in a classroom where they may find the sensory overload going on, or things just aren't the way they should be. And that can be quite a difficult situation for a very little person. And we're all mindful of that. But it isn't easy, and I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to give massive reassurances, but I know schools, the only reassurance I can really give is that schools try really, really hard, and we're on the parent's side. We really are. Every time, we're on the parent's side, and if we work together, things can happen, and positive things can happen.
And I suppose now for parents, their children are going back tomorrow, the next day, maybe Friday is the first day. What are the main things that they should be kind of ready for now, or is it just a matter of, okay, let's just ease into this and then see how it goes over the next few weeks?
Yeah, I think schools, most schools are opening maybe towards the end of this week for exactly that purpose, to sort of almost ease us all back into it after such a wonderful summer. It's going to be really hard going to bed early and waking up really early. I think most of us have been able to stay up quite late because the sun hasn't gone down, but it's time for routine. So I think the first few days are all going to be about the routine, getting back into it, and then I suppose we'll kick things off in earnest the following week where we get the heads down and get some work done, because sadly, as lovely as the summer has been, it'll still be lovely in school, but there will be work to be done, and I suppose we have to just get used to that.
All right, that is Simon Lewis, principal at Carlow Educate Together, joining us on the show this morning. Simon, thanks for your time on the Kildare Today show, and best of luck now with the school opening on Thursday. That is Simon Lewis, principal at Carlow Educate Together, as most of the schools are heading back this week, maybe tomorrow. It seems like later this week is definitely when they all start. So from tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, do let us know if your children, grandchildren, or if you are a teacher in SNA, if you're heading back to school. 0833 96.